which is basically this particular sector of the U.S. economy is very, very well prepared to handle emergencies. They have protocols in place for pandemics. They've had these for years. They have protocols in place to deal with natural disasters. And they can deal with each of these fine. And I think they've demonstrated this during the coronavirus. The electricity subsector has just handled this phenomenally. The problem comes when you start having multiple calamities kind of start piling on top of one another. And so what John was saying was that, you know, right now the utilities are handling it fine. The problems start emerging during, say, wildfire season or during hurricane season later this year. If we have a particularly active hurricane season, then that means that these utilities are going to be stressed in terms of their ability to respond to grid outages as a result of the hurricane, while also operating with a very minimal staff. And so, you know, the hope is that the curve is flattened by then and utilities will be able to handle this, or that we just don't have a very active hurricane season. But if we do, this could end up posing a major problem in terms of actually getting the number of operators needed to keep the system online while dealing with multiple threats.